On today's Mentally Stronger Friday Fix, researchers have found that the benefits of breathing exercises include feelings of increased comfort, relaxation, pleasantness, vigor and alertness, and reduced symptoms of arousal, anxiety, depression, anger, and confusion. But many breathing exercises are just way too complicated and almost impossible to remember, especially in the moment when you need them the most. So today I'm going to teach you a simple breathing exercise that I guarantee you're always going to remember when you need it most. Welcome to Mentally Stronger. I'm Amy Morin, psychotherapist, mental strength trainer, and an international best-selling author of 5, almost 6, books on mental strength. You're listening to the Friday Fix Edition. Every Friday, I share a quick mental strength strategy that can fix the thoughts, feelings, and actions that can hold you back in life. And the fun part is, we record the show from a sailboat in the Florida Keys. It's the last few days to take advantage of the pre-order bonus for my new book. 13 Things Mentally Strong Couples Don't Do goes on sale December 26. But if you pre-order it before then from any store, you get a free month of therapy at BetterHelp. I'm hearing from tons of you who are telling me that you're giving someone a free month of therapy as a holiday gift, and I'm thrilled to hear that. So just pre-order 13 Things Mentally Strong Couples Don't Do from any retailer, and then you submit your proof of purchase to me, and you'll get a promo code for therapy at BetterHelp emailed to you right away, so you can still use it as a last-minute holiday gift. It's available to anyone over 18 in any country. Just go to my website, amymorinlcsw.com/couples, or click on the link in the show notes for all the details. I want to make sure that we give therapy to anyone out there who wants to try it. It normally costs $300 a month for online therapy, and you can accomplish a lot in 1 month. So if you've ever thought about it, but you weren't sure, or you know someone who might try it if you give it to them as a gift, this is your chance. Please take advantage of it. Now let's dive into today's episode. Today I'm sharing a breathing exercise that can instantly help you feel calmer when you're stressed, anxious, or angry. A lot of people come into my therapy office and they'll say things like, "I learned a breathing strategy, but I don't know if I'm doing it right. Do I breathe in for 4 and out for 8? Or do I breathe in for a count of 4 and out for 6? I can't remember." Or other people would say, "I'm taking a class on breath work," but then they'd quit because they found it overwhelming. Breathing shouldn't feel overwhelming and it shouldn't be confusing. But there are some simple breathing exercises that are really good for calming your nervous system. But people can't remember complicated breathing exercises. And the last thing you want to do is to try to have to remember how you're supposed to do this breathing exercise when you're really stressed out. And of course, most of us don't want to take a class on breathing exercises because that just sounds stressful. But we know that breathing exercises can work. In fact, there's tons of research behind this. When researchers examined, though, what type of breathing exercise works best, they found that the type of exercise actually didn't matter all that much. Any technique of breath control that directly slows the breath down to 10 breaths per minute is effective. Breathing exercises change your heart rate and they also change your brain waves. We can see that the brain waves change on MRIs and EEGs. And researchers have found that the benefits of these breathing exercises include feelings of increased comfort, relaxation, pleasantness, vigor and alertness, and reduced symptoms of arousal, anxiety, depression, anger, and confusion. You get all of those benefits instantly just by changing the way that you breathe. And the cool thing about a breathing exercise is you can practice it anywhere, anytime. So I'm going to teach you the simplest breathing exercise that I guarantee you're always going to remember. It's a great strategy to teach kids too. I teach tons of kids I work with how to do this, but I always find their parents love it just as much. It's called Smell the Pizza. Basically, it involves just what you might think. Pretend you're smelling a delicious piece of pizza. It will calm both your brain and your body. Here's how to do it. Imagine somebody puts a delicious piece of pizza in front of you. Pretend you're picking the pizza up and you're smelling it. Breathe in deeply through your nose until your belly is fully inflated. Hold that deep breath for about a count of three. One, two, three. Now pretend you're cooling the pizza off by blowing out slowly from your mouth. That's it. Do that three times and your brain and your body start to get calmer. Smell the pizza. It sounds almost too easy to believe though, right? In a minute, I'm going to share when to use this strategy and why it's so effective. But first, let me pause for a second to get a quick word from our sponsor. Brainstorm. What's something that works so well that it's basically magic? Air conditioning? Noise-canceling headphones? Meeting-free Fridays? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the did we just hit a million dollars stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mentallystronger, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/mentallystronger now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/mentallystronger. Okay, let's say you're really anxious about a phone call that you're about to make. Maybe you're going to call your friend and cancel plans that you already made, and you're kind of nervous about how they're going to take it. Or maybe you're calling your sibling or your parents to say something that they aren't going to want to hear. In either situation, your anxiety is probably going to go up before you make the call. And anxious feelings will lead to more anxious thoughts. As your anxiety rises, you might start thinking about how mad the other person is going to be. Or you might imagine worst-case scenarios, like the other person isn't going to want to talk to you again. As your feelings of anxiety go up and your anxious thoughts start to take over, your body's going to respond accordingly. Your heart might beat faster, your palms might get sweaty, and your breathing might change. All of those physiological changes within your body send signals back to your brain, telling your brain it's time to panic. Your brain then increases your feelings of anxiety, which kick those anxious thoughts into overdrive. That's a cycle that needs to be interrupted. Your body does that, though, in an effort to keep you safe. Like in some situations, you would want your body and your brain to kick into overdrive, like when you're in actual danger. If you were walking through the woods and you encountered a hungry bear, I guarantee you'd want your brain and your body to jump into alert mode so that you could do something, like run away or try to act big and scary to scare the bear off. Anyway, having your body kick into fight or flight mode would be useful. That would be helpful in those moments. But having it kick in right before you make an important phone call probably isn't helpful. But your body might react the same way in both those situations, as if the phone call you're going to make is life or death. That makes it hard to think clearly. And it might even cause you to second guess whether you should make the call at all. That's an example of a great time when you can just smell the pizza. In less than 1 minute, you can calm your brain and your body. Here's some other times when smelling the pizza might be particularly helpful. When you're sitting in a stressful meeting. When you're feeling frustrated by what someone else is saying. When you can't sleep at night. When you're nervous about walking into an interview. When you're just sitting around thinking about something unpleasant. When you're feeling stressed during your commute. Or when you're about to fire off an email and you're upset. I'm sure you can come up with plenty of times in your life when you might want to calm yourself down or even cheer yourself up. And you don't have the time or the option to do something bigger, but this little breathing exercise can make all the difference. One tip is to make sure that you use it when your emotions are starting to rise, not when they're too intense. You might not remember to use it until your anxiety or your anger reaches level 10. One tip is to make sure that you use it when your emotions are on the rise, but not too intense. If you wait to use it until your anxiety or your anger has already reached a level 10, it's going to be really tough to put it into practice. So this strategy works best if you can use it before you're already so anxious or so angry that you can't think clearly. So this is your assignment from me for this week. Try smelling the pizza. And remember that you can use it as preventative medicine too. Several times a day, just pause and smell the pizza, at least 3 times in a row. You might find it helps you feel better because you're starting to calm your brain and your body throughout the day. And it might also help you stay more focused when you need it too. And gaining better control over your emotions and over your physiological responses is one of the best ways to grow mentally stronger. Thank you for hanging out with me today and for listening to Mentally Stronger. If you want more tips on how to develop mental strength, make sure to subscribe to our show so you can get mental strength tips delivered to you every single week. And if you want even more content, subscribe to Mentally Stronger Premium. You'll get exclusive bonus episodes and access to the private Mentally Stronger community. I've been answering your questions about everything from pornography addiction, affairs and depression, and holiday family issues. And I'd love to answer your questions too. To subscribe, click on the link in the show notes. I have some special bonuses in store for my earliest subscribers. And a big thank you to my show's producer, who not only likes to smell the pizza, but he also likes to eat pizza, Nick Valentine.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or Yap, like it's often called by my Yap fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.